2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
An hour till sunset. It's 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, partly cloudy. 39 degrees, KSL's top story. The FBI is closing its probe into the death of Gabby Petito. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce reports her fiancé, Brian Laundry, admitted he killed her before he died.
According to the FBI, Brian Laundry, the fiancé of Gabby Petito, claimed responsibility for her death in a notebook found with his remains. If you recall, Petito and Laundry documented their van life or cross-country trip on social media, which included a stop in Moab. While there, a passerby called police concerned because they saw Laundry strike Petito. She disappeared, her body found near Grand Teton National Park in September. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Investigators found Laundry's remains about a month after Petito's death. In closing the case, the FBI also said they confirmed Laundry had used Petito's debit card on his way home to Florida from Wyoming. They also confirmed he used her phone to send messages to himself after her death. It appears to be an effort to have deceived authorities. Meantime, investigators say there's no connection between Laundry, Petito, and last summer's double murder in Grand County. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson says speculation is now getting in the way of furthering that case.
Sean Paul Schulte, the father of Kylan Schulte, says he doesn't see how some online speculation is hurting the investigation. He says they're still trying to drum up any clues they can in the murder of his daughter and her wife, Crystal Turner. But he does agree theories about Gabby Petito and Brian Laundry being involved are a waste of time and energy.
Investigators say they have persons of interest in the case, but they haven't pinpointed a suspect yet. We have the latest on the school shooting near Hunter High last week that left two students dead, one severely injured. Police say the gun was bought in Utah in 2013, but they still don't know how the gun got into the hands of the suspect in the first place. They also say the injured teen, Ephraim Asiata, is still hospitalized, his condition's improving, and that all the victims and the prime suspect in the case did attend Hunter High School. KSL News Time 4:32. The January 6th committee now has its hands on White House records. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the National Archives handing over the documents to congressional investigators. That after the Supreme Court ruled former President Trump couldn't use a claim of executive privilege to keep them secret. The files include records from several White House advisors, plus entries from the White House Daily Diary, which records the president's movements and meetings. The White House is responding to the Senate Minority Leader's call for the U.S. to send more forces to boost the most vulnerable sector of its eastern flank. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says talks are underway to ensure the alliance's needs are met.
We work in close coordination with our NATO partners and allies in response to what their needs are. We've been very clear, and the president's been clear, that we will support whatever their needs are should they have security needs.
She says the president will meet with his national security team this weekend to discuss the situation. That after diplomatic talks with Russia failed to get that country to remove its forces from its border with Ukraine. The streets leading up to the nation's capital are filled with thousands of anti-abortion advocates. The annual March for Life rally happening in Washington, D.C. It comes as more states push for tighter restrictions on abortion. The rally is traditionally held on the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
people who've received a booster shot are less likely to be hospitalized with the coronavirus, with the Omicron variant. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda has details on a new study.
Results from a study that Intermountain Healthcare participated in showed booster shots reduced the chance of hospitalization more than just having the initial two shots of the COVID vaccine. Dr. Eddie Stenium from Intermountain Healthcare elaborated on the results during a Zoom call.
What we saw is that a two-dose vaccine series given 6 months prior had a 50% vaccine effectiveness in preventing hospitalizations, which went up to 90% if you were boosted.
Despite these results, Stenium says that boosters do wane in time, but there is no telling just how long it takes for boosters to wane. Stenium still recommends getting vaccinated against Omicron, saying that it greatly reduces the effect of the disease. Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
People in Salt Lake County and Summit County won't have to mask up anymore. The State House approved a resolution this afternoon ending the county mask mandates. Governor Cox was asked about today's vote, and he says there's a difference between mask wearing and mask mandates.
There's a question about whether masks work, and then there's a question about whether mask mandates work. And I want to say specifically with Omicron, again, because Omicron is very different. We keep having these alpha fights in an Omicron world. There is no evidence that mask mandates are making a difference anywhere in the United States. In fact, there's actually lots of evidence that mask mandates are not making any difference.
Governor Cox clarified on KSL News Radio's Let Me Speak to the Governor this afternoon that Utah's constitution says state buildings were exempt from the initial mask order and that he didn't create his own mandate. KSL News Time 4:36.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.